Today is Wednesday, the 19th of March, the feast of Saint Joseph, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the second week of Lent. Harper Day sing Yosef Fili David, Joseph, son of David. On this feast day, take a moment to ponder the role of Saint Joseph in the Gospel story. Is there a moment you admire?
In memoria eterna erit justo. Apauditionem alla non timebi.
Iosef fili David, noli timere, accipere Mariam
Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he'd resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife.
Thank you.
There is something quietly courageous about Joseph. In the culture of his time, he seems to be in an impossible situation, but acts with immense integrity and compassion. He is faced with a life-changing question, an immense responsibility, and then feels the presence of God in some way very close to him, saying such familiar words, "Do not be afraid." This message always seems to be one of the signatures that God is close to us. Have you sensed that? God in some way saying, "Do not be afraid," to you, in your own life experience. The imagery of Joseph's dreams is partly a way of describing his own gradual recognition of God's good spirit consistently at work in his life. He learnt to listen to his dreams so that when it came to making big decisions, he knew from sheer experience what to trust, even in difficult times. Can you sense a pattern of good moments in your life? Not necessarily in actual dreams, but moments when you really felt you could trust that you were being led in the right direction or being drawn into a good decision, even if it was a difficult time. As you listen to the reading again, put yourself in Joseph's shoes. Imagine what it was like for him, how he felt. Notice his faithfulness, his desire to do the right thing, his readiness to listen to God, his quiet courage.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he'd resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, he took her as his wife.
Why not allow yourself to dream for a moment or two of all your hopes, of all the people you would want to keep safe, of any situations in which you would be glad of God's encouragement and reassurance? You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.
Amen.